Recorded Books presents Collateral Damage by Stuart Woods, narrated by Tony Roberts.
1. Elaine's late. Stone Barrington opened the taxi door. "Wait for me," he said. "I won't be long." He got out of the cab and looked around. The yellow awning was gone, but Elaine's was still painted on the darkened windows. A film of soap obscured the interior, but Stone found a bare spot and put his hands up to shield from the glare. What he saw was, in short, nothing. The book jackets, photographs, and posters that had adorned the walls for 47 years were gone. The bar and mirrors behind it were still there, but there were no stools. The dining room contained no tables or chairs, and no blue checkered tablecloths. The two old payphones still hung on the wall near the cashier's stand at the bar. They had always been the only phones in the place. For a tiny moment, Stone could hear the babble of a crowded room, chairs scraping, people calling the length of the room to say hello to a friend. Then a passing bus obliterated the sounds and returned Stone to the present. He got back into the cab and gave the driver his home address. His cell phone buzzed at his belt. "Hello?"
"It's Dino. Where are you?"
"At Elaine's." A brief silence, then,
"You shouldn't do that."
"You're right," Stone said. "The memory is better than the reality. Have you had dinner?"
"I was just thinking about it."
"Where's Viv?"